Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes. Nice
dress. It's a T-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Backstage update on Charlotte Flair being escorted out of WWE SmackDown. Multiple titles changed hands at Impact Bound for Glory last night. Former WWE superstar was spotted in the crowd for AEW Dynamite last night. CM Punk versus Bobby Fish is set for next week's AEW Dynamite. And a WWE couple get engaged. Hello, good morning. Welcome to the solo Sunday news here at What Culture Wrestling. I am Andrew Pollard, and we have some big stories to cover. Last night was a pretty stacked night for professional wrestling. We had Impact Wrestling Bound for Glory, which is just a massively impressive card that Impact that put together. There was AEW Dynamite last night as well, another stacked card. There was even UFC. But first, before we get into that stuff, Have a good Sunday. I hope you're having a good Sunday. I hope your Sunday's going cool. If not, I hope it turns around and it's going cool by the end of the day. Whatever you're doing, whether it's nothing, whether it's something, I hope you have a cracking day of it on this Sunday. This is very early right now as I'm recording this. So who knows what's to come. But yeah, I hope your Sunday goes cool. But professional wrestling, that's what we're here to talk about. And before we get into Impact, before we get into AEW, there's further news on this situation from SmackDown. Now, you may have seen over the last couple of days, well, yesterday pretty much, there was the fallout from this Friday SmackDown where Charlotte Flair and Becky Lynch were said to have had a heated backstage altercation once SmackDown was off the air. Now, this all came about because there was the in-ring segment that closed out SmackDown where Lynch was supposed to hand over her SmackDown women's title. Charlotte Flair was supposed to exchange her Raw women's title. I'm keeping track of this just about. But things went a little bit awry when Charlotte just dropped her title on the mat and it was expected that Becky was supposed to pick it up, which wasn't in the script. That's what we're hearing from all the usual sources. That wasn't in the script. And it was seen as a way to make Becky Lynch, that character, look a little bit weak because then she'd have to pick up this title off the mat. Now, once these girls got backstage, things seemingly, let's say words were said. That's all the stories that are coming out. There was a heated exchange. It was nothing physical. It was just a verbal exchange. And the subsequent fallout that we're seeing now from, well, mainly from PW Insider reporting this, is that Charlotte Flair was escorted out of the Intrust Bank Arena, which was the venue of SmackDown. Now, this is one of the top stars in the company. This is somebody who WWE have regularly positioned as the greatest female wrestler of all time. And so it's a massive deal that she's been escorted out of the building by security. Now, this was done, this argument from reading between the lines, this argument took place backstage and then Becky went out to work a dark match. And while that was happening, Charlotte was asked to leave the building and security escorted her out of the building. It's a mad situation. And all the reports, again, from PW Insider, this is the story is that the vast majority of any blame, if not all the blame, is being put on Charlotte Flair right now for this. Becky Lynch, while you could see she was clearly very frustrated in the ring, and who knows what was said backstage, the viewpoint on Becky Lynch is that she was just basically was standing up for herself, was protecting her character, and this was a case of, I guess, several things that led to a boiling point with Becky Lynch and with Charlotte Flair. So Becky seems to be fine in terms of any heat, brother, but not so much Charlotte. That we did see as well that Andrade took to Twitter with a FU WWE tweet, which happened, I think, it was about an hour after SmackDown went off the air. For those obviously putting two and two together and thinking Charlotte Flair, AEW with a fiance Andrade, the issue there is that Charlotte Flair still has a couple of years on her WWE deal. And let's face it, WWE are not going to release Charlotte. Mind you, saying that, I was going to say they're not going to release Charlotte Flair, but they released Bray Wyatt. So, you know, all bets are off. They may look at it like that. But no, I can't see WWE releasing Charlotte at any point until her contract is up naturally and she can maybe walk away. So those hoping to see her in AEW anytime soon, I'd hit the brakes on that a little bit. But this is definitely an interesting situation to play out. Another bone of contention is that what we saw in ring between Becky and Charlotte on SmackDown, WWE management viewed that as taken away from basically from Sasha Banks turning up and starting the program with Charlotte Flair that will take place on SmackDown. That as I've said it there, that basically was an afterthought now. That feels like when you look back at it, because the focus was so much on what I guess was real life animosity. So yeah, this is a fun one to keep your eye on. And I mean, who knows what's going to happen with this? But speaking of who knows what's going to happen, Bound for Glory last night. Christian Cage versus Josh Alexander for the Impact World title. A match we were all looking forward to. A match that delivered. And coming out of Bound for Glory, your new Impact World champion is Moose. Yes, they pulled a swerve, brother. Now this was the match itself between Alexander and Christian was a banger. We all expected it to be good. It was very good. Josh Alexander getting the big win, the walking weapon, tapping out Christian with an ankle lock. But then Moose came into play. It ruined the family moment. It was great in that way because Alexander got his wife and his child into the ring to celebrate his first world title. And then Moose came down and ruined it, cashing in his Call Your Shot prize, which he'd won earlier in the night. That was a 20-person over-the-top rope battle royal. The prize on offer there was basically you had a guaranteed title shot whenever you want for any title within, you had to use it within the next year. Moose, being an eager beaver, used it last night. And yeah, it was a quick spear. It's a 1-2-3. And Moose is your new AEW on the brain this morning because I've been watching Dynamite. Your new Impact Wrestling World Champion. But that wasn't the only title change that took place. Mickie James defeated Deonna Purrazzo for the Knockouts title. Now, to me, the PWI 150, women's 150 came out the end of last week. To me, I was half expecting Deonna Purrazzo to be number one in that because I think she's just been so good. I mean, she was number three, I think, which is still a great achievement. But my point being, Deonna Purrazzo to me is probably the best female wrestler in the world right now, one of the best, period. And so, yeah, it was somewhat of a shock to see her lose the title to Mickie James, but this is, I think it's just going to be part of a really fun ride between these two women because we are going to get a rematch, you know that. But yeah, Mickie James is your new Knockouts champion. The Inspiration, the former Iconics, they debuted and are now the new Knockouts tag team champions, defeating the Decay. Trey Miguel is the new X Division champion. That belt was vacated as part of the Option C clause when Josh Alexander opted to cash in the X Division title to get a title shot at Christian. So Trey Miguel defeated Steve Maclin and El Fantasmo to become the X Division champion. Jordan Grace is the inaugural digital media champion. And then Moose, as mentioned, won the Call Your Shot battle royal by last eliminating Matt Cardona. Now in that battle royal, we had an appearance from Melina. We had an appearance from Rocky Romero. We had an appearance from Laredo Kid. And we had an appearance by The Demon. No, not Finn Balor. I am talking about the Demon from WCW. Now, that put a smile on my face because I'm just a mark for any and all WCW of the 90s. The good stuff, the not so good stuff. There was plenty of wrestle crap in there. And some would throw The Demon in with that, to be honest. But still, it was cool just to see him turn up for a brief appearance. If you've not seen Bound for Glory, hunt it down. You can get it on Fight. Just a really good show from Impact, which is becoming more and more common over this last year, 18 months, whatever, where, I mean, Impact just put on great wrestling at the moment. And this felt like a big deal going into it, and it delivered the goods all the way from top to bottom on this one. Now, moving over to AEW, I'm eager to talk about AEW before. Like I said, I've been catching up on Dynamite this morning. I did stay up to watch it a little bit last night, and then it was like, man, it's like it's getting to 2 a.m. here. So, yeah, I had to tap out because work. But, yeah, one person spotted in the crowd. People were talking about, are we going to see Braun Strowman turn up at Bound for Glory last night? We didn't see that, but we did see Tony Nese in an AEW arena, in the crowd. Now, he was shown on camera. He was acknowledged on camera. He was acknowledged as Tony Nese. He was acknowledged as the premier athlete. He was shown during the Bryan Danielson and Dustin Rhodes World Title Eliminator match, and then was later shown in the Lance Archer and Eddie Kingston World Title Eliminator match. So, I mean, to me, I'm going to go on a limb and say Tony Nese is soon going to become hashtag All Elite. Now, he was one of the many names that let go by WWE in what, June? At some point, I think his release came. There've been so many and so many rounds of mass releases. So Tony Nese has been a free agent for a few months. He has been wrestling on the independent scene, so it's not like he's had to sit out for all this time, but he was shown, he was described as one of the hottest free agents in the world. Tony Khan has praised him on Twitter as how good Tony Nese is. So, I mean, everything looks to fall into place that Tony Nese is going to end up in AEW. And also, I think it's interesting to me, the positioning of him to show him in the crowd. The two times you show him and acknowledge him, it's in those World Title Eliminator matches, which are obviously they're big deal matches because the winner of this tournament gets a shot at the AEW World Title. So already you're associating Tony Nese with in that sort of conversation, maybe. And that's an interesting element to bring into this. But I mean, if and when he does sign for AEW, I think that's a hell of a pickup because the dude's just ridiculously talented. That's all you can say about Tony Nese. He's a very, very talented guy who brings so much to the table. And speaking of bringing to the table, next week AEW are bringing Bobby Fish versus CM Punk to the table for next week's AEW Dynamite. This is something that it makes me happy. It puts a smile on this face. And I'm sure it put a smile on a lot of people's faces. Now, Bobby Fish is basically, if I looked at it, has turned heel. We had his match against Anthony Green that was announced at the last minute for Dynamite last night. And I saw some people on Twitter saying, why is this match even on Dynamite? This is the sort of match you should get on Dark or on Dark Elevation. And clearly it was here to serve the purpose of setting up Bobby Fish versus CM Punk. Now, Bobby Fish made short work of Anthony Green. I didn't keep an eye on the time on it, but it felt like it was 4 or 5 minutes. It didn't seem to go that long. And then as he's walking out the ring, Bobby Fish, this is pronouns pal, he decides to go back and he wants a bit more. And so he just lays a beating into Anthony Green. And then it's CM Punk making the save. That's cool to see. Bobby Fish was lapping it up because obviously he'd exited the ring then because heel. But just you could tell that both guys are quite excited to see this, as am I, as I'm sure you are watching at home. But this match has been set for next week's Dynamite. It's Bobby Fish. It's CM Punk. It's going to be a banger, I think. This is what I'm like. I'm loving the fact that Bryan Danielson is in AEW and is right at the top of the card in all the big matches, competing in a contention for the world title. And I love the fact that CM Punk is just, I'm going to work these matches that I've, the people that, I guess, all due respect to Bobby Fish, big Bobby Fish fan, but Punk's working basically people lower down the food chain, as it were. That's because, I mean, just CM Punk's been positioned as the guy in AEW and was the guy in WWE for a spell with however many world championships under his belt. So perception is he's there. Bobby Fish, great wrestler, but he's not quite on that level in terms of how mainstream people view him, the mainstream audience. So to see Punk work in these sort of matches, it's great. And you know it's going to be a great match. You know Punk and Bobby Fish are going to lay it in, and you know it's going to be, the end result is something that's going to be pretty damn great. So that's next week's Dynamite. Also on next week's Dynamite, I should probably just throw this in while I'm covering this as well. We're going to have the Dark Order versus the Elite, a John Moxley versus Preston Vance in the last first round match of the World Title Eliminator Tournament. That's easy for me to say. Hikaru Shida versus Serena Deeb. Man, that's what I'm looking forward to. That's in the TBS title tournament. And we've got Sammy Guevara versus Ethan Page with Sammy's AEW TNT title on the line and also his membership in the Inner Circle on the line. But if Sammy wins, he gets we get a 10-man tag, which we will get between American Top Team and the Inner Circle. So, yeah, next week's Dynamite is already shaping up to be another great show from All Elite Wrestling. And to wrap up on a nice, positive, happy little note, Corey Graves and Carmella are engaged. Now, Carmella took to social media last night, to announce a news saying, best birthday ever. So happy birthday as well for that. They're engaged. They've been dating since 2019. Congratulations to Carmella and to Corey. Engaged to be married. Good times, good times. I love a good wedding. I don't expect to get an invite to this one, but I do love a good wedding. Lots of food, few drinks, see faces you haven't seen for a while. So yeah, there's some good news for your Sunday. A quick question to wrap this up properly. Mark Soller's got in touch on Twitter. Morning, Andrew. Morning, Mark. Thoughts on when the Dark Order break down to Uno, Grayson, and Colt? They turn the heel on Colt, and who comes to the rescue as long as they are good in real life? CM Punk. Thoughts? Ooh. I don't know. I can't see the inner circle, the Dark Order breaking up anytime soon myself. I think obviously there may still be some dissension in the ranks at moments, but I think the Dark Order are together for the foreseeable future. If and when they break up, I mean, you look at it, if there were going to be, coming out of this, if there was some sort of split and there were going to be people who were the heels, I mean, Stu Grayson and Eva Luno are two that jump out to me. Everybody loves Colt Cabana, so that's, if you were going to turn heel on somebody, turning heel on Colt Cabana works. As for CM Punk coming to the rescue, I don't know. The last I've heard on this, and this isn't like I've got a private like bat phone where I just pick up and go, yo, Phil, how's things with you and Colt? Oh, no. Just from reading the same reports you've read, that the last I've seen was that Punk and Cabana weren't exactly best pals anymore, which is a shame, but we don't know what's going on. Well, we kind of know what's going on next. It was all to do with all the court cases and the legal issues. So it's all public out there, but we don't know the ins and outs truly between what's happened between these two former longtime friends. But I don't know, but just based on the stories that have been out there, I don't think these two are going to be working together anytime soon. I mean, would I like to see Colt Cabana being saved by CM Punk and these two reuniting? Yeah, man, that'd make a really cool moment, but I don't think we're going to get it. Well, thanks for your question, though, Mark, anyway. And thanks to you for tuning in today for the What Culture Sunday News, the solo Sunday News, myself, Andrew Pollard. Be sure to follow us at What Culture WWE. Follow me if you want, at Culture Left Peg. No worries if you don't. I won't take offense. It's cool. Be sure to have a great rest of your Sunday, whatever you're doing, and I will see you next weekend.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.